Hey everybody, it's Bill Mesnick of the Splendid Bohemians. Grab your coat and get your hat and leave your worries on the doorstep and join me, the Mighty Mez, on the sunny side of my street. I'm tired of the four D's, disease, death, division, and damnation. I want to add another to that list. Deserve, as in, you deserve a break from the deluge of doubt. You deserve a shelter from the fountain of sorrow that threatens to drench you, and experience a moment of pure, unadulterated joy, whatever that means to you. And to that end, I offer to share my umbrella of joyful music, with the hope that my sunny songs may temporarily lighten your load a bit. Come on over and cross over to the sunny side of my street. What was that Frankenstein music machine with all the dials, sliders, patch cords that made otherworldly sounds that were supposed to resemble real instruments like strings, horns, and flutes, but didn't? It was the Mighty Moog, invented by Cornell doctoral student and theremin salesman Robert Moog. He hooked up with musician educator Herb Deutsch, developed the voltage regulation for oscillators and modulators, and the thing caught on. First time most of us heard it was on Wendy Carlos's Switched On Bach record, which, by aligning itself to one of the world's most beloved composers, became a sensation in 1968 and was a defining feature of Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange. Not long after, it became an absolute must-have for the prog matadors like Keith Emerson of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. The Beatles also used it extensively on Abbey Road. The list goes on and on. Speaking for myself, I always found the Moog and the electronic sounds it made cold and clinical, though fascinating. However, on this record, it's positively cuddly. And it makes me smile when I recall that it was used by the Muppets for the Swedish Chef routine. Composed by Gershon Kingsley, this hit version of Popcorn was recorded by Stan Free of Hot Butter, and it is lighter than air. ¶¶